All right, it is 9:41. Just a beautiful setting here at the Fort Gratiot Light Station where Blue Water Sandfest is going on this weekend. It is breezy down here, and it's going to be windy all day long, but it's going to be sunny and not too hot. We get to about 70 for the high today. We'll detail that weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Talked earlier with Mark Brochu, the director of St. Clair County Parks and Recreation. This is a county park, but they wouldn't be able to do what they do without the Port Huron Museum, which runs the gift shop here and the tours of the grounds. Joining us right now, the executive director of the Port Huron Museum, Margaret Aiken. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning.
We talked to you last when you were brand new on the job, and you're still brand new, I guess. You've been here a couple months now?
Week 10.
Week 10, okay, but who's counting, right?
I'm not counting the hours. That would be too many.
Here, let me give you your own mic here, and then we don't have to keep going back and forth. How's it gone so far? What are your impressions of Port Huron and the Port Huron Museum?
I'm still just completely overwhelmed with, like, enthusiasm and excitement. I mean, it's such an honor to be back here. It's so much fun to be in Port Huron for the summer.
It is a great place to be in the summertime. I was just telling you a few minutes ago how impressed I am with the organization here that the Friends of the Fort Gratiot Light have. I mean, this is just a small army of people preparing for the weekend's event.
Yeah, it's amazing what a committed group of volunteers can do.
It's so important. So as you look around the grounds here, one of the interesting buildings is the hospital. I want to talk a little bit more about the Fort Gratiot Hospital.
Yeah, so the hospital is actually kind of where my heart lies. The building itself is the oldest wooden structure in the county. It's from 1829, and it's kind of a miracle story, actually. After it was auctioned off from the fort, it was split into two. It was split apart right down the middle, and it was moved and became some residences.
Wow.
Yeah, so... you know, one day they found one of the halves of it, still in Port Huron, and they were like, geez, this building looks pretty old. And so they started to do some research and realized, well, by golly, this is the old Fort Hospital. So then they went about looking for the other half. And the way that they identified the other half was actually by matching up the beams. And you know, it was they found the other half, and they said, well, geez, we need to save this. So it was kind of reunited and brought to this site here on city property, and it's literally a hidden gem.
It really is, and such a great sense of history. I'm always amazed at anybody that can restore a historical building, because you've got to be so careful to keep all the same materials there and only replace what really needs to be replaced.
Yeah, we've been working hard at this for quite a few years, actually, and it's just been like a committed group of volunteers and some local doctors in town who have really kind of taken it on as their passion project. So we're continuing to do work on it right now, and I'm really proud of all of the things that have happened in just the past few weeks to get it ready for Sandfest.
What's going on with the train these days?
The train. So the D.B. Harrington train, 1878 locomotive, steam engine locomotive, is nearing its cosmetic completion. We continue to restore it at SC4. And, man, it is beautiful.
Yeah. What all is involved in that?
So it actually hasn't run for quite some time now, but we are kind of working on the body of the train, and we're doing some cosmetic restoration. We're doing painting, and we're adding a cow catcher. And you know what's funny about the cow catcher is I thought it was going to be like a long, stick with a hook on it or something, because how else would you catch a cow from a train? It's actually that, like, front grill that comes out. And so I think it should be called a cow pusher.
Well, there you go. That's
but that's not up to me to decide. So
you can call it the cow pusher.
I will call it the cow pusher.
It'll always be the cow pusher.
Yeah.
That's a really neat thing. Where did the train come from, and how did it end up in Port Huron?
Yeah, well, so it was originally built in Pittsburgh, and it came here to Port Huron to run the rails. And then it got moved to the west side of the state to move logs. It got moved up to Traverse City, and it was used as a boiler. It was just not used actually as a locomotive, but just as a boiler. For a cherry canning company in Traverse City. And then from Traverse City, it moved down to Cedar Point, and they were hoping to use it as transportation for people around the park. It ended up being in their sort of frontier town for a while, and then it got moved to the Henry Ford. And the Henry Ford, They looked at it and they said, you know, this really deserves to be in Port Huron. This is a treasure for Port Huron. So in 1991, the Henry Ford Museum donated it to the Port Huron Museum. And it's been lying in wait for us to restore it and to bring it out to its full glory.
How long do you expect that restoration to take, and where will its final, I don't want to say resting place, because that doesn't sound right at all, but...
Where will it live?
Where will it live?
So we are currently working on restoring it, and the timeline for that is probably the next 6 to 12 months. And then from there, we have a couple different locations, actually, where we are thinking about placing it for its life as a historic object. So it'll just sort of depend upon interest in the community and funding. And so I'm super excited. All three options are going to be really fun.
The nice thing is you've got a lot of options, because the Port Huron Museum is a lot of different properties, isn't it?
Yeah, we have five properties and a train, so it keeps me running.
I guess it does indeed. The main property, of course, is the Carnegie Center, the main museum, which the building itself is a lot older than this, but it has been home to the Port Huron Museum for 50 years now.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, and it's amazing. With Carnegie Reimagined, we are actually opening up the whole floor plan, and it's just going to be spectacular once this work is done. So I'm really excited to move forward. It's going to be quite an engineering feat because we have a glass ceiling. The mezzanine is all glass, so we need to figure out a way to support that. But we have some amazing engineers and architects and contractors who are helping us do that work.
That is a building that before it was the Fort Huron Museum, it was the library, is that right?
Yes, it was a Carnegie library that was finished in 1904. So it's got a lot of history, and we've got a lot of really cool stuff inside. So yeah. I would encourage you all to come down. I've been giving tours of the museum with my limited knowledge. This involves just my favorite objects and good questions. So
are you going to have like a big celebration to celebrate 50 years there? Are you going to have like a big birthday party?
Yeah, so we had our birthday party in May.
Okay, that's right.
But we are doing some ongoing activities and festivities throughout the year. We also have a program called our Founding 50, which is a commitment to donate to support the museum $50 for 12 months. So we have some people who have stepped up to do that, and that's amazing. And I'm really, really excited about some new programming that we're going to be doing in the fall. We have some family programs and some adult after hours programs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. Well, this is going to be the place to be this weekend at the Fort Gratiot Light Station, where the Port Huron Museum has really been the driving force, along with the County Parks and Recreation and the Friends of the Fort Gratiot Light, sort of that, as Mark Brochu was saying earlier this morning, that three-legged approach to keeping this thing vibrant and alive.
Yeah, I'm really excited actually about some programs that we have going on in the Fort Hospital. We have programs every day this weekend at 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And today we will have our local archaeologist who will be giving a history of the fort. Tomorrow we have a future of the Fort Hospital and fashion and life in the 1860s. And then on Sunday, we have medical advances and mishaps at the fort. So stay tuned
for
that.
I want to hear about the mishaps.
I know, right? I know.
Neat stuff. Margaret, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it very much.